Back to the beginning of this program, and is Santa is not a leper? By Thomas Griffin. Will Santa Claus be the next culprit in a mass spreading of COVID-19? Is it really safe for him to be going house to house, possibly collecting germs from countless families and infesting the masses with the shamdemic? CNN recently published a video starring Dr. Fauci, who assures little children's that old Saint Nick has received the vaccine. Some children in the video appear to be truly anxious and worried about Santa catching something or even possibly bringing the virus back home to mitt his claws. Will he be allowed back into his home? One child asked. Now, again, how does a kid know to ask this question? How? For the most part, however, the major concern in the video is whether others could be infected by Santa, not whether he will return to the North Pole feeling okay. Dr. Fauci exclaims, I took care of this for everyone. I took a trip up to the North Pole and gave Santa the vaccine myself. He also notes that Santa's immunity level is perfect. There is no need to worry. Folks, this is straight up propaganda here. This is straight up medical propaganda. Ooh, your hardworking frontline saviors wielding syringes filled with vaccine have saved Christmas. Really? Brief observation may show a cute way to teach children that Santa will be safe. But what is really behind this train of reasoning? This latest example of paranoid virus propaganda, exactly what it is, has been in the making for almost a year now. The multitudes have been ingrained to look at every masked other as a suspect, and any person who encroaches within 10 feet of our personal space as a possible threat. I can tell you, as someone that does not wear the Corona hoax mask anywhere, anytime, any place, it doesn't always happen, but it does happen that I see people looking at me going, he doesn't have a mask on. He's going to get me sick. He might have typhoid. No, what kind of virus is this guy carrying around without a mask? So one woman retreat to the other side of a store to avoid being on the same aisle as me. You know what I do now? I just laugh out loud and say, idiot. Maybe they know I'm talking to them. Maybe they don't. Oh, Mrs. O'Connell, don't tell me you haven't gone. Muttered idiot. You are the queen of no masks. Queen! We should get you a tiara. Everyone and anyone who doesn't agree to the Faucian bargain, never shake hands again, visit no one on Christmas and Thanksgiving, don't question in any way the vaccine or COVID statistics, deserves to be cast out from the ones who follow the science, close quote. Lepers were the outcasts, the untouchables, in the society of Jesus' time. They were forced to wear bells around their necks to signal that they were entering a town to draw water or beg for food. By the by, that sick, twisted Corona hoax image that's in the chat room of the frontline doctors and nurses holding what appears to be the sculpture is called the Pietà. The original Pietà is Our Blessed Lady cradling the body of Jesus after he's taken down off the cross. These are heroes. Our brave men and women in blue in blue masks and blue scrubs cradling the body of, I guess, Is that supposed to be our Lord who has succumbed to the corona hoax? Are you blaspheming fools kidding me? I saw this yesterday and just was trying to take in, did I really just see that? Yeah, I did. What the hell? Mr. Claus, too, is known for ringing some bells upon his entrance and exit of homes. Yet nobody could have imagined that someone might compare his tidings of great joy and gift-bearing with the loathsome toll of the leper's bell, an omen of disease and death. Such is the way of things in this never-ending COVID tide. One thing hasn't changed, however. This year, like every year, the true reason for the season is always forgotten. Well, you know what? They haven't actually had to wage a war against Christmas because Christians waged a war against Christmas and allowed the war to be waged and participated in it. No, I'm not going to go to church. No, I'm not going to serve. No. The bishop said I could go, but wow, there's too many people there that don't have masks. I might get the corona. Did you hear, if you missed Joseph Pierce earlier today, boy, how did you miss it? Joseph got COVID. He had it for 2 weeks. He came on the program and he said, well, it's lucky for you, fortunate for you, Michael, that I'm now over the COVID. And he goes, and I thank God that I got it. And then he explained, in my house, we now have a herd immunity. I had it. I was in close quarters with my wife, my daughter, and my son. The daughter and the son, the wife and the son showed small symptoms, and the daughter nothing, meaning she was asymptomatic. And yet, we know that those bodies were building up herd immunity the entire time Joseph was carrying the disease around. And he goes, and I'm thankful for it. That's the way nature intended it. This year, like every year, continues Mr. Griffin at Crisis Magazine, the true reason for the season is always forgotten. Christ is born among us at Christmas in order to tear down the divides between the poor, and the rich, the weak and the mighty, the outcast and elites. God himself chose to enter the world in the house of a carpenter and was born in a manger because his mother was turned away from the Bethlehem Inn. Christmas is meant to show us that our fellow man isn't an enemy to be feared, but a soul to be welcomed and cared for. So make sure to leave Santa and his reindeer some cookies, milk, and carrots this year. In fact, leave some extra and do so with intentional care. Some would politicize and control even these most sacred of days, answer their ways with the manner of the child born in a stable, the one who enters our mess and never runs from it, who doesn't flee from the lepers but embraces them with arms wide open.